So let's begin. This week, Mirat Hashem, I'm going to have two series, one on Parshas Vayeshev and one on Inyani Chanukah. So let's begin now with Parshas Vayeshev, and I'll upload the other one later on this week. So it says in the Pasuk, Elu told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shvas Veshana, that Yosef was the shepherd with his brothers, Betzon Hunar, who was a young boy, Esbnei Bilav, Esbnei Zilpa, Nishay Aviv, Ve'avei Yosef, Esdibasim Ra El Aviyem. And Yosef brought he spoke bad about his brothers. So Shlach Kadosh quotes from Rashi that he was telling his fathers that they're eating basim nechai, and they're calling the Bnei Shvachos Avadim, and they were chashin on Arayos. So the Baal Turim writes that the basim ra is the gematria of Eivir Menachai, they ate Eivir Menachai. So the Shlach asks the question, how is it possible that the Shiftei Ka were able to do such Yisurim? And if they were not doing things that were bad, how could Yosef make up that they were doing things bad? So was Yosef making up a story? Or were they doing something wrong? So it's hard to understand this. So the Shlach Kodesh says that the Sefer Yitzira, which was taken from Avram and given to Yitzchak, and eventually to Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov shared the secret of the Sefer Yitzira to his children. So the Shvatim were able to create an animal through a Sefer Yetzirah. We have such a case in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And they're eating that animal, Eivir Menachai, because an animal that was not born does not require Shechita, and there's no violation of Eivir Menachai. And Yosef didn't understand this. He didn't know that they were eating animals from Sefer Yetzirah. It looks like a regular cow. And he thought they were eating live animals. And he didn't realize. So in fact, the Shvatim were doing nothing wrong. And Yosef was doing nothing wrong because he saw what he saw and he reported properly. And that's how he explains what was going on. The next piece is Rabbi Aaron Hasheni Mikarlin. And he explains when it says in the same passage we just read above that Yosef was a nar, Yosef was a young boy. So it says an important piece, what it means to be a nar. Yosef hayatomid bebechinas nar, he was always in the state of being a child. Kemosh and Emar says in the Pasuk until Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti. I was a young lad, and even when I was old, I was still a Nar. What that means is, says Reb Aaron Mikarlin, that Nar Hayisi Gam Kishikazanti, Kishizakanti, I was also young when I was old. Tarach Adam Lischad shows Bechopam, a person needs to always create his Chadshus in his life, newness. He needs to be able to adapt and to change, of course, within the framework of Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Hashkafa. Tischadesh kinesha nuraychi, it says in the Pasuk. V'lachein, therefore, this importance of hischadshus, to be a nar all the time, even when you're old, therefore, Klai Yisrael's nimshalu yisrael levana, we're compared to a moon. Shimischadeshes b'chol pam, that a moon continuously renews itself. Each month, there's hischadshus, there's a Rosh Chodesh. And that's what it means. And over time, lechach nismait orak kadesh tchashit Yosef Yosef, it becomes smaller, the moon each time, to get new. We have the excitement in the beginning of a month, the beginning of a project, the beginning of a new limud, that begins to dwindle. So we need a schadshus. We always need that, that bechina of a na'ar. That's what we learn from Yosef Etzad. The next piece is in the pasuk, vayiru echav ki oso av aviyah mikolachav, that the brothers saw that Yaakov loved Yosef more than they loved him. Vayisnu oso, and they hated Yosef for this. They couldn't speak to him nicely. And the Divrei Yisrael Majid says, there's a very nice idea, a lesson to be learned about davening. So he says, Rashi says, Mitoch gnusam lamanu shvachem. From the gnus, the disgrace in which they spoke, we can learn something positive. Shlo dibru achas befe v'achas belev. They did not speak, they were not inconsistent. They only spoke what they felt. And since they felt such a sinner, they couldn't speak good. They stayed silent. They were consistent. Yeshua Markach, it says in the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Mem Vav, Asher kodem atrila tzarech lekabel lav mitzvos v'after v'echa kamocha. The Magen Avraham brings down on Shulchan Aruch that a person, before he davens, he should take upon himself that he loves every Jew. And lechora, my kodem atrila dafka, why do we accept such a Kabbalah before davening? The Yaduah, the Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Lamin Aleph, Hamispalel Tzarech Shechavin Es Libo L'Shemayim. A person davens, he has to have his heart, has a mind, have kavanah to Shemayim. Ki tefillah hu avodah shebalev, the tefillah is a avodah, it's a service of the heart. Lezos tzarech lechavin libo davka, you have to use the heart, the lev, the place, the source of ava. V'chein gam kein mitzvah v'aftarecha kamocha, hi avodah shebalev. To love a Jew is an avodah of the lev, and to daven to Hashem is an avodah from the lev. Losisnes achicha bilvavcha, don't hate a brother in your heart. And therefore, lachach habah talia, the two are connected, davening and loving a Jew. Kishimesia sinna milibo, when you remove, you extract, you divorce the sinna from your heart. Umekaba love mitzvah v'aftarecha kamocha, and you mekaba on yourself, you accept upon yourself to love every yid. Yuchal lachavin libo l'tfil, and then you could daven properly to Hashem. Uva v'im lo, lav, a person can't, lo yachal lachavin libo, a person cannot focus his heart. V'atfila, he achas befe, achas belev. That's what it means, that the heart and the peh should be consistent. L'chein, therefore, acha Yosef, yan she yasinas Yosef v'achiyam belibom. The hatred for Yosef was in their heart. V'l yachal lachavin libo l'tfil, they couldn't daven properly. Alkein lo yachlu lamur al despalo. They couldn't stand to daven. So yeah, tefila achas bepev achas belev, because there was an inconsistency with how they felt and how they spoke. Zel perish vayisnu al sov lo yachlu l'davu l'shalom. They couldn't speak peacefully. Perish shalom hainu kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu is called shalom. Kadosh baruch hu is called shalom. They couldn't speak l'shalom. They couldn't speak to kadosh baruch hu because their peh and the lev were not on the same page. Beautiful piece from the Majusha. Next piece is from the Imir Pinchas, the Pinchas Karitzer. It says in the Pasuk, Vayimtze'ehu ish v'hinei soeh basadeh. And he found the man, Yosef stumbled upon the Malach, and he was wandering, he was lost in the field. So the Imir Pinchas says something on what we spoke about last week a little bit about the importance of Leviya, of escorting someone, how Yaakov was not escorted by his brother, by his children rather, and he was damaged, he was injured because of it. So Yosef too, it says in the Pasuk, as we just read, and the Mipincha says that there was a certain leviyah that Yaakov gave. It says that pasuk vayi b'shalach v'gomer nevuchim heim ba'aretz. When it came to Barsh b'shalach, that Klai Yisrael was entrapped in the midbar. The to'elas ha-leviyah, the effect, the benefit of escorting someone out is shemalavin as ha'adam yalo leinatzam mikot tzar baderech. It helps a person stay protected from any challenges, any wild animals, any people along the way. V'im, if a person is toa b'derech, if he's lost, then mispata ha'toelas. The levia, the effects, the benefits of the escorting is only effective so long the person stays on the path. But the moment a person is wandering, he loses his way, so then he loses the toelas of levia. V'zeo, that efshir gam kein v'ashlecha ha'lashon levia, when I says Yaakov, I sent him out. I sent him on Leviyah, Kadeshi Tanatsa Mitzara, to protect him. So last week we had a question. So if Yaakov, in fact, Dasa came last week, said that Yaakov was Malavim. So how come Yosef was injured? Because since he was Toba Derech, a person is Toba Derech, that person will be affected by the Tzaros of the Derech. Next piece, we have two pieces, today it's a little shorter this week, just because I want to do a few more on Chanukah as well. The Panim Yafos is commenting on the pasuk Vayomer Aleim Ruvain Al Tishpichu Dam. Ruvain says not to spill the blood. Hashlichu Oso El Habor, throw Yosef to the pit. Hazeh Hashem Bamidbar Vayad Al Tishchu Bo, don't touch him. Laman Hitzil Oso Miyadam La Shival El Avi. And Ruvain's master plan was to come back later and to save him, to pull him out of the pit. So says the Panim Yafos, Yesh La'ayin Adasa Pshat She Yasavu Ruvain Shal Yanish Aydei Nechashim. That Reuven thought that he knew that it was full of snakes. So wasn't he concerned by throwing him in the pit that Yosef might be bitten, attacked, and killed by snakes? So why was Reuven concerned? Kilohaya adayin ben esim shana. Yosef at the time was only 17. He wasn't 20 yet. Ve'ein onchim min hashemayim pachas mi ben esim, a person is not punished under the age of 20. Ve'zehu haya nechmasa al bilbul yitzvei aviv. And he started having the nechama. He was, last week discussed a little bit about what it meant. Actually, it wasn't the Parsha, but how he switched the beds, he got in trouble. Chassam Sofer says he actually came to interrupt Yaakov and Bill at the time. He had a nechama. What was his nechama for doing something wrong? Ki gam hu haya pachas mi ben esem ki yadua. At the time, he was under 20 as well, so he's not paronshin. I say, Yosef not being killed, I won't be killed either. Shechav Beis Shanim Haya Yaakov Bederech. The 22 years Yaakov was traveling. But Nolad Ruvain Achar Shei Shanim. After 6 years, Ruvain was born. Lachach Kivin Shira She Yosef Enenu Shemamina Shezeinu. Just like Yosef was not punished, so I won't be punished. Keep emes godly shelahem ayakodem. It was different. Based on different psukim that it says a toast is a cut and near kegadol. Either way, what comes out from all this is that that Reuven was not concerned because since Yosef wasn't punished, he too won't be punished. And we'll do one more piece from the Kol Simcha. So, before we do that, in fact, just at the end of the Panyafos, he says, when he returned back and he saw that Yosef wasn't there, he thought maybe even though Yosef was a katan, but he's near Kegadol, looks like a gadol, maybe he also would be punished because he was also near Kegadol. But in fact, as we know, Yosef wasn't killed, and maybe Reuven was protected. Now, finally, the Kol Simcha writes, "Tezn the pasuk vayashav Reuven el bor v'nei, and Yosef abor, he comes back to the bor, and Yosef wasn't there." He tears his clothing. Says the Kol Simcha Rashi says, he wasn't by the sale. He didn't know Yosef was sold. He was osik in doing tshuva. He was doing tshuva for what he had done with Bila and Yaakov. Reuven pasach b'tshuva b'tchila. Reuven was the first person to enter into the world of tshuva. But based on this Rashi, asks the Kol Simcha Vakasha, Halokfar matzanu tshuva etza Adam Arishon, the Kayin, the Medrash tells that Adam and Kayin also did tshuva, that there's a maisa, that Adam asks Kayin, so knew what was your punishment, and Kayin said he did tshuva, and Adam didn't know there was such a thing as tshuva, and he started singing Midrash Yom HaShabbos, Shabbos Lashon tshuva, he also did tshuva. So well before Reuven, there was tshuva in this world. Tiritz, he quotes from Rabbi Bonim Bibshischa. Ki etzlam ha, he says, u'tshuva alchet. When it came to Adam, it came to Kayin, they both did an aveira. They did a chet, and they had to do tshuva on a chet. However, when it came to Reuven, ilu Reuven haya arishon sh'af im ki lo osa chet klal. Reuven actually did nothing wrong. El adraba, kin l'chod imo. He was doing the right thing and protecting the kavod, the respect of his mother. V'chol ha'omer Reuven chata eino el ato, the Gemara says. Anyone who claims, suggests, if Reuven did something wrong, it's only mistaken. Alban imo tava, he was trying to protect the covet of his own mother. Ubechal zos chazav b'tshuva. Even though that was the case, he did still the tshuva. Shem Elohaya maisa tov b'shleimus baspekas Hashem Shemayim. He did a maisim tova, maisa tova. He did the right thing, says the Rabbanim b'shitzch. He did the right thing. But maybe his act wasn't entirely pure. So he did tshuva for doing an act that wasn't 100% pure. That was a chiddush. To do tshuva nachayit, that Adam Rishon did, that Kayin did already. But to do tshuva on a maisim tovim, on a mitzvah asay that may not be shalem, that was the chiddush of Reuven. Everyone should have a wonderful week and a beautiful Shabbos.